Have you ever felt like you are God's enemy? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Rob Radosti, who was on our previous show, who was a Satanist who felt like he was God's enemy.
You know, I think that there are times, even as someone is a believer, a Christian, can feel like they're at odds with God because they blew it, they did something wrong, and so maybe God's mad at them or angry at them. Mm-hmm. But I think there's another level of that. Maybe someone who doesn't know God or hasn't received Jesus as their Savior. I heard once from a friend who said that her friend would never go to church because she felt like if she went into that church, the church would burn down because of the bad things she's done. Right. So I think a lot of people can feel like the evils they've committed, God could never even look at them or give them a chance.
Well, it's a common thought. People think that Christianity is for people who are all cleaned up, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're born this way, you're kind of this good person your whole life. But the Bible does not say that. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 8, says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Mm. So when we were sinners, that's when the love of God came, not the hatred of God. Even though we did things that could have warranted being God's enemy, mm-hmm. he has always seen people, and he loves people. You know, mm-hmm. he's always seen them with eyes of love. And so that's what we really need to get a grip on, of the reality that God loves you, even if you are a sinner or in sin. He died on the cross so that you could leave that sin and be free from it and come to the loving arms of Jesus Christ.
So that's good news. Whether you're someone who thinks you've done too many wrongs and can't be forgiven by God, or if you're a Christian and you've messed up real bad, just know God loves you and he'll forgive you, and he is not your enemy. Let's hear from Rob Radosti after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us once again is Rob Radosti, and he has been sharing with us about how he was involved with Satanism and the occult and how he became a devil worshiper. And he came to a place in his life where he felt like, you know, I've done horrible things. I might as well just amp it up, because if there is a God, he wouldn't accept me anyway. So he ended up going to a Christian concert in hopes to convert Christians from Christianity to the devil. And he wanted to show them the power of the demonic. And he had seen some powerful things. So at this concert, he was handing out tracts for Satan, Lucifer. He was handing out different things and even drugs, trying to get people to convert. And he saw something he'd never seen before. He saw Christian people playing the drums and guitar. And he thought, what? What's
rock
going
music.
On with that? They're playing rock music. This is not right. So things started to happen in his life, and we're going to hear more from him. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me again.
Yes. And I bet it came to a shock when that guy who was in the band came up to you and told you he used to be a devil worshiper too. And that really hit your heart through that festival as you were reaching people. Tell me about what you were experiencing and how you were having a wrestling match within yourself.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, when I hit that kind of the darkest place where I really went into the devil worship, I had made a pact over an altar, and I had said, if God is real, till the day that I die, I will do what he hates. If there's a hell, I'll take as many people with me as I can, you know, and so it was kind of this pact I made. So being in this situation at this Christian festival, going to convert people, but then after 3 or 4 days being very tired, seeing no fruit, having this Christian rock star guy tell me his whole testimony of how Jesus delivered him from witchcraft and drugs and Satanism and suicide, I just didn't know what was up or down. I felt confused. I was tired. I didn't want to keep going through the same motions, but I wasn't ready to just, I just didn't know. And so and there was a point where this man got up there and everything got real quiet. And he said, if you don't know Jesus tonight, tonight's your night. And I just thought, oh yeah, sure. I hate the name. I hate hearing it. So I start mocking the guy. You know, I'm just mocking him in the middle of this massive crowd. And suddenly I just felt so alone. I felt like, what am I doing here? You know, and something just came over me and I said, that's it. I have to know. I have to know what the truth is, and I have to know right now. I can't wait another minute. I have to know. And so I just yelled out at the top of my lungs, you know, this is outside in the middle of the mountains, big festival, kind of like a Woodstock type setup. We're outside under the stars. And I just yell out at the top of my lungs, okay, big guy, you know, like I'm just like challenging God. Okay, big guy, if you're so great, if you're so good, then where are you right now? You know, why did my best friend commit suicide? Why did my dad leave? Where have you been all my life? If you're so good, if you're so who the Bible says you are. So all this is just coming out. And I'm like, who are you? What are you? If you're real, you better come show yourself to me right now. It's kind of one of these things. And here I am. A devil worshiper challenging the God of the universe.
Wow.
And I suddenly collapsed on my face because it felt like the wind was just knocked out of me. And so my first thought was, God is real. My second thought was, and I'm going to die right now and I deserve it. you know, I'm thinking, God is mad at me. He hates me. He must be real and he must be giving me what I deserve. But all the while, I could feel this weight on top of me. My face is in the dirt. My body begins vibrating. I feel like I'm just shaking. And now I'm thinking, like, did somebody slip something in my drink? You know what I mean? Like, did I do any drugs today? I'm thinking back, and I didn't do anything. I had no drugs. I didn't take anything. I didn't drink anything yet.
Right.
I was just real tired all day. And I'm thinking, what is happening to me right now? My whole body is pulsating. I'm shaking. And I begin to feel this kind of bubbling feeling on the inside of me, almost like I'm going to throw up. And then I'm thinking, oh, boy, you know, what's going to happen? Am I going to, like, throw up a bunch of demons or something weird? You know, like, what is happening right now? It felt like this river just going through me, like gushing through the center of my being. And I remember written in front of me, I saw this sentence. And it said, everything you've been through will now be turned around and used for my glory. And I read it in front of me, and I didn't know what that meant. Like, his glory, whose glory? What's glory? I don't know what these things mean, you know? But that's what I read. Everything that you've been through will now be turned around and used for my glory. And then that bubbling feeling just hit my mouth, and I'm thinking I'm going to throw up or something. And my mouth opens, and like a speeding bullet, I mean, the name that I hated for years, it just, I wailed the name of Jesus. I mean, it just wrenched out of me for probably 30 seconds or more. I'm just screaming the name of Jesus, and my body's vibrating. I'm feeling tingles like electric, you know, but I'm still stuck to the ground. I mean, in all my years of doing drugs, drinking, being an alcoholic, having these demonic experiences out of body, this was beyond anything I'd ever experienced, and I didn't have to channel it. I didn't have to force my way into it. It just took me over.
Wow. How powerful. And from there, your friends were like, what is wrong with you, man? And they didn't want anything to do with you. But you knew at that point that God was real, Jesus was the way, and that he accepted you. Did you feel that acceptance at that point?
Yeah. Well, the reason I did is because when I finally began to feel that weight lift and I put one foot up, I went to stand up, I just felt so like I was in some other universe or something. And I heard this whisper. And what's crazy about the whisper is it didn't come from like someone was speaking to me from the outside. It was like I heard it from the inside of my ear. Like I never experienced that before. And it said, my son, I've forgiven you. Twice. I heard it twice. And I just began weeping, you know, because that was the biggest lie that I believed was that I could not be forgiven. And the gospel is that forgiveness is 100% supplied in the blood of Jesus. Like, it's right here in front of you. All you've got to do is unwrap this gift. You know, no one ever put it to me like that. And for me, this kind of is like the Apostle Paul while he was Saul on the road to Damascus in the Bible, where Jesus came to him himself. And I don't think I would have been converted any other way.
Wow. So you had a tangible experience. And I think there are people who are listening right now who need to experience God. They've heard of him all their life.
Yeah, absolutely.
They go to church and it's just like da 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 da, but they haven't felt or experienced God. They haven't experienced Jesus, and they need that. So what's one word you would say to somebody, something encouraging, someone who's desperate? What would you say to them right now?
I would say that this is what you were designed for. You were engineered to know him. And you consist in him right now. He's holding you together. He's closer than you think. Mm-hmm. And with the witchcraft and with all of that, everyone at some point or another is on a pursuit of some type of knowledge. And that's what witchcraft is. It's a pursuit of hidden knowledge. Really what witchcraft is, it's like expecting benefits without intimacy, without relationship. And you are engineered for relationship with God. But usually what holds us back is the veil of religion, which comes in two forms. It comes in religious lip service to God, self-righteousness, and it comes in that pursuit of hidden knowledge, which is in witchcraft and the occult. And so you need to know that you weren't created for a paradigm of good, evil, good, evil. You were created for the knowledge of God's glory, to know him personally. And this is not something that you have to say a certain prayer and follow a certain formula. Jesus is so much greater. He is the secret of the universe. He's everything you've been looking for. And so, I mean, how much can you say, right? There's so much when your life's been so shifted by this man.
That's perfect.
Amen. 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 Well, we're going to pray for those people who need that shift and who need to call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Rob, for your time and all that God is doing in your life. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, Father God, we just thank you. We ask for that presence, what Rob is talking about right now. Jesus, we have that cry out, and someone who's listening is saying, I'm having that cry right now. God, show yourself. I want to connect to you. I want to know you. I want to be with you. I want to know why this happened or why that happened. God, where are you? And I sense that the Lord is saying to someone right now, I'm right here. And Jesus, we receive you. We respond to you. We receive you. We believe that you died on the cross for our sins, as we just heard, and that you're going to accept us no matter what we've done. We'll follow you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.